The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in two cases testing the constitutionality of California's three strikes law. It allows a 25-year-to-life sentence in some cases, even for shoplifting. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
California's three strikes law was enacted amid public outrage and revulsion at the 1994 kidnapping and murder of 12-year-old Polly Klass, a brutal crime committed by a man who'd previously been convicted of other violent crimes and was out on parole. In California, the cry went up for a law to take care of repeat violent criminals. Three strikes and you're out of circulation for good. But the majority of people sentenced under the law that was enacted have not been violent offenders, and today's cases present two of those. Gary Ewing was out on parole on burglary charges when he was arrested for shoplifting three golf clubs worth $1,200. He was sentenced to 25 years to life, meaning that he would at minimum get out of prison on parole when he's 62. Ewing, a drug addict who has AIDS, has now gone partially blind and is serving his time in a prison medical facility. He contends that for a terminally ill person, such a long sentence for stealing golf clubs is unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment. Leon Andrade's case brings the three strikes law into perhaps even sharper focus. Andrade, who has no history of any violent crime, was convicted in 1983 for three burglaries committed on the same day. Those convictions came back to haunt him 12 years later when he was arrested for shoplifting nine children's videotapes from two Kmart stores, ostensibly for his family. Now, normally, shoplifting would be a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in prison and a fine. But under the three strikes law, prosecutors can convert a misdemeanor into a felony if it follows convictions for two other serious crimes. Grover Merritt is the deputy DA for appeals in San Bernardino County.
It was not a difficult charging decision to understand at all. He's a prime candidate for three strikes sentencing. This is a sentence that Mr. Andrade has earned. He's not being punished simply for two acts of petty theft. He's being punished for being a revolving door type criminal.
After a jury trial, Andrade was sentenced to two consecutive 25-to-life terms, with the possibility of parole only arising after 50 years when he would be 87. A federal appeals court invalidated the sentence as unconstitutionally excessive punishment, and the state appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which will hear arguments today. Put in the starkest terms, the question will be whether punishing the crime of shoplifting with a prison term of 50 years to life is unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment. Even prosecutors concede that when Andrade was arrested on the shoplifting charges, it was his first brush with the law in 5 years. But that fact was irrelevant, according to Deputy DA Merritt.
The way the legislature designed the statute, there is no quote-unquote washout period after which, if he's been clean for 3 or 4 years, we no longer consider his strikes.
The state argues that by longstanding tradition, the Supreme Court does not interfere with the policy choices made by a state legislature on sentencing. Moreover, the 1996 anti-terrorism law bars federal courts from interfering in state criminal prosecutions unless there's been a clearly unreasonable application of established federal law. But Erwin Chemerinsky, who's representing Leon Andrade in the Supreme Court, will argue that for almost a century, the High Court has said that grossly disproportionate penalties violate the Constitution.
All we're arguing here is that if anything is grossly disproportionate, surely it's sentencing a person to 50 years to life for spending $153 worth of videotapes.
He's fighting a battle in a court that only rarely has invalidated sentences as excessive. Indeed, in 1980, the court upheld a life sentence for a defendant who'd been convicted of obtaining $120 by false pretenses. In that case, though, the defendant was eligible for parole in 12 years. Andrade, by contrast, will be eligible for parole only after 50 years. Chemerinsky notes that the court, in evaluating whether a sentence is grossly excessive, will look first and foremost to the gravity of the punishment compared to the offense.
The gravity of the punishment is enormous, but the offense was trivial. In California, rape gets a maximum of 8 years in prison. Manslaughter gets a maximum of 11 years in prison. But Andrade got 50 years for shoplifting. And California is the only state in the country where an individual could get this sentence.
Indeed, California has the harshest three strikes law in the country. While about half of the other states have such laws, most others require the third strike to be a violent one, and no other state allows what would otherwise be a misdemeanor to be converted into a third strike felony. California Secretary of State Bill Jones, one of the authors of the law, says the state legislature wanted to have the harshest law. It passed both houses overwhelmingly and was approved by more than 70% of the voters in a referendum.
We wrote three strikes based on the assessment that we had done, which was that at the time, 60-plus percent of the crimes were being committed by about 6% of the criminals.
But did California really intend to send someone to prison for life after three burglary convictions and a conviction for shoplifting? Jones and others say that burglary is a serious crime, even when no violence is involved, because the state must protect people's property. Andrade's lawyer, Professor Chemerinsky, counters that California's three strikes law is perverse because property crimes are in effect treated more harshly than violent crimes. Petty theft with a prior, he says, means only petty theft with a prior property crime record.
An irony here is, if Andrade's prior crimes had been rape or murder, all he could be convicted of is petty theft, since no more than a year in jail for twice shoplifting.
But since Andrade's prior convictions were for burglary, he could be convicted of petty theft with a prior property crime, thus converting a misdemeanor into a felony and a third strike. Secretary of State Jones, though, says the law has been enormously successful.
It's given us the deterrence that's allowed California to reduce its crime rate twice over the national average in the most cosmopolitan, complex state in the nation.
Professor Chemerinsky contends that studies show no relationship between three strikes laws and the crime rate. But even if there were some connection, he contends,
that doesn't explain why you'd want to put somebody in prison for 50 years to life for stealing 9 videotapes. That's not the kind of crime that we need to put a person in prison for 50 years for in order to prevent.
Just where to draw the line on defining excessive punishment is the question facing the court today. No matter how it rules, the decision is not likely to affect three strikes laws in other states, but it could affect hundreds of cases in California. Of the 7,000 state prisoners sentenced under the three strikes law, more than half were sentenced for a third strike that was not a violent crime. And 340 of those were sentenced, as Andrade was, for the crime of petty theft with a prior. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.